On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Brian Schultz, the Northern Sun Conference Volleyball Defensive Player of the Week. Bree Grosskreutz joining us. Congratulations on the weekend, Bree.
Thank you.
All right, aside from losing the first night of the weekend, how'd the weekend go just as a team, in your mind, being one of the few upperclassmen have seen the team bounce back in game two, or night two, I should say?
It went well, I guess. We came back, like, we were down the Friday night. We started off the match down, and we came back, and I know in the past that wouldn't have happened, so that's really improvement from last year to this year. You know, whenever we're down, we have confidence and stay relaxed and come back and fight to win. But we just didn't have it, I guess. I don't know.
The win over Crookston, you had 14 digs. From a I've never played competitively. Digs are not something that ever happens in a non-competitive volleyball match. Just, all right, I'll go pick up the ball here. I'm not going to go diving for the ball. I'm not going to. How much of that is instinct? How much of that is reading the opposition as far as where they're going to try to hit the ball? How much is just sheer luck?
Well, obviously some is definitely luck. You're in the right spot at the right time. But a lot of it is reading the court, reading the players, and just knowing, you know, having a good court sense and knowing, watching the hitters, seeing where their arms are going. And a lot of it's like reading the ball.
Is there a difference, a right-handed hitter as opposed to a left-handed hitter? And can you read that and remember who's right-handed and who's left-handed?
Yeah, and I know it's a bigger I know the blockers definitely have to pay more of attention to that, but definitely defense too, or back row. But yeah, like I say, you just got to read it and watch where the holes are. And yeah.
Can't be afraid of hitting the floor either, though.
Nope.
What's the most dinged up you've ever been after a game from hitting the floor?
Bruised elbows, bruised knees. My knee during the season, my knees are pretty permanently bruised, so I get used to it.
Don't y'all wear knee pads?
Yep, they somehow do not help.
Just you, or do we need to find you some new knee pads?
I think it might just be me.
How much different is just the attitude of this team this year compared to the past?
It's a lot different. Like I said, we play a lot more relaxed and confidence. Like, our coach has a lot of confidence in us, and I think it just gives our team confidence.
I know in talking with Coach Chadwick, he really stresses defense and that your offense is dictated by your defense. In your role, obviously, then the offense starts with you. You all right with that?
Yeah, yeah. Everything starts with the pass, and it's my I got to do my job. And if I can't do my job, then the setter can't do her job, and then the hitter can't do their job. And so it's really important to me to be consistent and to get the pass up on our JB's head, so especially to get our middles in, because our middles are big threats. And if we can get a good pass up and get a good set, then our middles are going to put the ball away.
It seems like in 2010, most people are only concerned about offense. Is the mentality of this team all right? Defense first?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody agrees with that. Defense first. I mean, you can't set a ball, you can't hit a ball if you don't get a ball up for defense.
And the teams that you're playing this week, you're going to need to be good defensively, aren't you?
Yes, we're going to have to be really aggressive, hitting the floor, being very scrappy.
Bree, good luck.
Thank you.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.